You're listening to
Hi, I'm Kat and you're listening to Cattails. He's played with Ozzy Osbourne, Alice Cooper and Megadeth. Now drummer Jimmy DeGrasso chats to me about Black Star Riders' transition from Thin Lizzy, what it's like touring, and tells me all about their new studio album, The Killer Instinct. This is the one with Jimmy DeGrasso. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us anyway.
Sure.
It's an honour to be able to sit down and have a chat with you, so I'm pleased about that. Thank
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
Just wanted to really catch up with how the last 18 months have gone, really, since the transition from Thin Lizzy to Black Star Riders. How do you feel it's gone?
It's gone fine. We've just been busy. I mean, it's been interesting because, like you said, we were here in this venue a little about a year and 3 months ago, and, you know, we've been working nonstop. You know, we toured. Last time you saw us, it was like the UK tour, and then we were off for a few months. Then we did the United States for a couple months, and right from the United States, we came over to Europe, did the festival season through August, and we were, you know, riding during the time we were touring. We had a couple weeks off, and September 1st, we started, you know, no, the end of August, actually, we were in Nashville, and we started pre-production for the record, and we did the record all of September, and in October and November we had sporadic dates over in Europe and the UK, and we basically had off most of January, and it's been right back. We haven't really had much time off. We've been going nonstop, whether it be touring or rehearsing or writing. So we kind of work, you know, pretty much around the clock, you know, with a couple of weeks off here and there. So
that's
but it's going well.
Grueling schedule.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that, or do you think sometimes, oh, do you know what? I've had enough now. Give me some time off. Leave me alone. Go away, you fans.
Yeah, sometimes it's a bit much, but you know, it's like it's always a double-edged sword. You know, as much, you know, it's hard to be away from home.
Yeah.
Once you're home too long, you kind of get, wow, I wish I was out playing.
Yeah, sure.
So no matter where you're, sort of there's like a sense of uneasiness about what you're, where you're doing and where you are, because when you're at home, you wish you were playing. But the only problem about, you know, with your craft is you can't really do it at home. You have to leave home to do it.
Absolutely.
So, and then, of course, when you're out here touring and playing every day, of course, I enjoy the playing and I enjoy the company of everyone around me, but I also miss home.
Yes.
So no matter what, there's sort of like an uneasiness about it or an unfulfilled thing. But, you know, it just goes with the territory at this point, you know.
Yeah.
It's just I hate to say it, it is what it is. I mean, it's the sacrifices you have to make to do what you love doing.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
There's worse ways of making a living.
And they, well, yes, as people keep reminding me, you know. So, yeah, it's like, oh, really? Oh, you had to tour for a couple months. Oh, I had to go to work. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
All right, never mind. Sorry I said anything about it, you know.
You can't win, can you,
no,
really?
No, your friends will keep you in perspective real quick when you say anything to them, so.
But they don't realise what hard work it is, though, isn't it? You know, you do have to have some stamina. You're on to Europe next, aren't you? And then we've got America in there as well. Mm-hmm. You've just come back from Japan or something. It's quite a lot on.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I did Japan.
You forgot. You missed that.
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
like, yes. That's so far in the past, I'm already like, oh, yeah, Japan. That was like a year ago now. So, yeah, but that's what it's like, you know. But that's what you have to do. And you have to stay fresh in the public eye, too.
Of course. Absolutely.
You know, there's only a handful of bands that can disappear for 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
And that's after 30, 40 years of,
sure,
you know, work. So,
absolutely.
You know, and so, you know, everyone's different. But no, we like it. We still enjoy doing it. If we didn't enjoy doing it, we just wouldn't do it.
No.
No, it's been great.
That's good. So you're co-headlining today with Europe.
Yeah.
So how does that feel for you guys? Because it's a different, for me, it's a different kind of audience you've got there between the two bands. Is it about creating a new audience for yourselves individually? Or do you think there's some synergy there between the two sets of fans?
I think there's definitely some synergy between the two sets of fans. I think it's, honestly, we could have done it by ourselves. They probably could have done it by themselves. We have some mutual friends. They said, hey, why don't you guys go out and do a short tour together? And not so much, it wasn't beneficial in any other way than it was just giving the fans like a good package.
Sure.
Because we don't make any more money, we don't make any less money. And I think it's the same thing for them. We just thought, you know what, let's just do something different.
Yeah.
You know, I think what we will do, obviously, next time through the UK, well, there's some news I can't really talk about because that's
what it sounds. Oh, it sounds really good.
No, I know. I tell you,
I'll turn this off later, and we can touch it later.
But you know, it was to me, it was like, you know, with you know, some people, there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of tour packages. We thought, you know what? Why don't we just do something that's like, it doesn't have, it's not a very long tour, but let's just do like a co-headlining thing, and just to really just to give the kids, you know, the people, just a more bang for their pound.
Yeah,
so to speak,
yeah, absolutely. Know? That can't be a bad thing in this day and age, can it? Either.
Yeah,
so that's
so,
good.
And you know, we can always come back here in 6 months and do the run again.
Yeah, sure.
By ourselves. So yeah, we just thought it was a good idea because, like I said, we have some mutual friends, and I said, well, I should do this. So it's worked out fine because we all get along fine, and there's really no egos, but it's very compatible, you know. So yeah. And it's been good, you know. I think some of their fans have, like, you know, I've talked to some of their fans, like, I really didn't know you guys, so I just went out and bought the new record. And I think that's maybe the same thing with some of our fans. Like, oh, I wasn't really familiar with Europe, but I went and bought the new record. Yeah. So I think from that standpoint, it's sort of been beneficial.
And so far, it's been well-received, this tour, hasn't it? So
yeah.
It's obviously working. That's good.
Yeah.
And are you introducing some fans now to the new music, the new album, The Killer Instinct? Mm-hmm. Just fresh off the press, really, isn't it? So we'll be playing some of those tracks tonight. I'm assuming you will be.
Yeah, we've been doing 4 or 5 of those already. And, well, I mean, 2 of them have already been heavily played on BBC 1 and 2, you know, so they're getting a lot of radio airplay.
Yeah,
so the people
heard.
Already, yeah.
Great.
So it was funny because the other day we were driving around in the van or something, like turned the radio on and it was us. And then like a couple weeks ago, because I'm usually in the tour bus, so I got in the van to go somewhere, like, oh, going to the store. I turned the radio on, it was us. Like the 2 times I turned on the radio in the UK.
That'll do.
I know, that's great. It's like, oh, it's us again.
Yeah.
So it was brilliant because, you know, they've been very supportive. So from that aspect, it's been going really well. And, you know, and obviously the people know the 2 singles. But I've been watching because they're knowing the other songs now, which it's only been out like 3 weeks. So it's, you know, but the same thing happened last time. I remember we were playing Donington on the first tour.
Yeah.
And the record literally been out about 3 weeks.
Yes, yeah.
And we're playing Donington, and, you know, we're playing new BSR songs, and people, I can see the people in the front row know the words. I'm like, oh, after 3 weeks, that's great.
That's a good sign.
Because it takes a while for them to, like, get it, and, you know, they buy it, they maybe buy it a month later, after their friends get it, then they listen to it, and then they learn the songs, but they really knew it, like, right from the beginning. And that was a bit of the case with this record. People are already on it.
Yeah.
And what I really noticed is people know the old songs really well, because they've been living with it for, like, almost 2 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and, but it's been interesting, because I think what I've noticed more than anything, I think on the first tour, in the beginning of the first tour, people came to see us and they were expecting to hear a lot of Thin Lizzy, and they just, and if they liked the BSR songs, that was fine too. It's really changed now. Now it's people are coming to hear BSR songs, and if they get some Thin Lizzy songs, they're cool with that, but they're not, you know, they think it's cool, but they're not like,
they don't think they're shortchanged if they don't.
No, yeah. not at all. And I think it's really interesting because the whole thing has sort of gone full circle. Because, you know, the first tour we were doing about, I don't know the percentage, but, you know, I think it was about a half and half. We're doing, you know, probably half of each. And obviously with 2 records that we have to support now, you know, the Thin Lizzy catalog is reduced a bit. Mm-hmm. And people haven't said a word, and it's been still going over the front, which is
great
because, you know, we don't want to distance ourselves from it, but, you know, at some point we have to stand on new material, and that's what we have, 2 years of new material now, as opposed to just, oh, here's some Thin Lizzy songs that you've known for 30 years with a few new BSR songs to it, because that's not it anymore.
Yeah, no. So that you're really becoming coming of age, isn't it, really? The band is actually now in its own right, known for its own songs. People are coming to see you guys rather than the legacy, which, of course, the legacy is always going to be there.
It will be there, and great. It's a great problem to have.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Which a lot of bands
don't have.
I know. Yeah.
It's like, it's funny. It's like, I got a friend from another band texted me last night about 4 a.m. I wish you would remember the time
4
difference. Yeah, between the States and England.
Oh,
anyway,
dear.
He's like, isn't that cool? Because he said, new record is really good, and I've listened to it. It's getting a lot of good reviews in the States as well. And isn't it cool you get to do your own songs and then you get to throw in Thin Lizzy songs? I said, no, it's very cool. It's a great
best of both worlds.
Yeah, it's a great luxury to have.
Yeah,
you know?
Can't be bad, can it?
No.
So how's the new album going so far? I mean, it's only been out a few weeks, hasn't it, really? And people are already knowing the songs, and you're saying about it being on the radio. Mm-hmm. The last one was really well acclaimed. Mm-hmm. It went down well. Mm-hmm. Do you expect this one to be as well received?
I think it has been actually better received, because I've been reading. Yeah, really has, and I don't really read everything.
No.
But I have to become, you know, I have to be aware of it, and I've been getting stuff sent to me, and I know it's charted considerably higher than the last one, and I can't tell you the exact number, but it was top I don't know what it was in the UK. Hmm. You'd have to look for yourself. You do your research.
I'll do my research. Don't worry.
I know it's higher than the last one. And it's getting more airplay, obviously. And, you know, I think a lot of the reviews, I haven't found a bad one. And, you know, and I think the people who are listening to it are understanding it. Now it really has evolved into its own creative entity. Because, you know, the last record, to a degree, was really written to be a Thin Lizzy record. Because that's before the whole name
changed. Right.
And the album was already written.
Sure.
And then, okay, let's change the name came afterwards.
Yeah.
So this wasn't written with any sort of set sort of parameters of what we visually the record needed to sound like.
Yeah.
Now it didn't need to sound like anything. It needed to sound like us.
Yes.
So it didn't need to, like, pay homage to the past or anything like this. It needed to sound like the five of us. And that's all it was.
Yeah.
And so, and it's funny because when we did the record, we did it and we recorded it. We got with Nick and we were in Nashville and we were recording. And, you know, under normal circumstances, which we always just fail to actually acknowledge, you're supposed to record things and do demos and you're supposed to send them to the record label.
Yeah.
Or management. And we didn't send anybody anything. We just went in the studio. So we're like a week or two in, and we're getting like emails and texts. Hey, how's it going down there? Like, it's going great. Like, okay, what are you doing? So, doing a record? Like, yeah, I know that. Are you sending anything out to anybody? We're like, no. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, when do we get? I have to give our label credit because some labels would completely have a freak out because they're writing the check for this and you just go off on your own and do what you want. So they're like, when do you expect to send us something? Like, well, when we get around.
when we're finished.
Yeah, when we're done. And they're like,
what?
So about a month or 3 weeks in, you know, we had enough roughs with lyrics and melodies. And most of the recording was done. We sent one night, we sent some stuff to our management, some stuff to the record label. And I was thinking at the time, like, what if they hate it? And I didn't think that was going to be the case. But I was just like, worst case scenario. And of course, the next day, they were like, they were all dumbfounded. They just couldn't believe how good it was. So that's why we said we really weren't that concerned with getting them involved. Because for the most part, they don't need to be involved in the creative process. We like their feedback, but they don't need to be involved in it.
No.
And they understand that, and they're fine. But it was funny, where like the next day, like, oh my God, it's better than I thought. Like, it worked out.
That's got to be good, isn't it? So how does this creative process work then? So you're all in the studio there, you're all thinking of, you know, writing the songs. I mean, how does that chemistry go about it? Do you start with the lyrics and then the music comes, or the other way around?
It's usually musically. What usually happens, you know, someone's got a lick. It's like every band I've ever worked in usually starts with a guitar lick or a melody line. Yeah. And, you know, like, I could tell you, it's funny, Finest Hour was written in Cambridge. I could tell you it was the first day of, like, summer rehearsal. We walked in, and Damon was playing a chord structure, and Ricky just sang something over it. And it was it sounded like somebody else. Like, it's very so-and-so. And I started playing drums to it. I'm like, wow, that's actually really cool. And that's how things start. And then Scott came in, and he's like, hey, that thing you guys are, what is that? He's like, oh, this is some new thing we're working on. He's like, wow, that's really cool. And that's the way most things come up. And then they'll sit around for a month or two.
Yeah.
And then someone will also, like, add to it, or, you know, Damon or Ricky will come up with another idea, or Scott will throw something in. But it really starts, a lot of the stuff was, like, maybe sound check jams.
Right.
And, like, somewhere on the road last year, like we'll be in, like, Chicago, and, like, someone, hey, I got this lick. And then it goes on the iPhone recording app and whatever, and then someone else listens to it 2 months later. So it's really, it happens everywhere.
So it kind of organically grows and then becomes
absolutely
the final piece. That's brilliant. Yeah. Sounds a lot of fun. Is it better in the studio for you, or is performing live your thing? What do you reckon?
I like both. I like being in the studio. I like playing live, but I think I like being in the studio because it's obviously a really controlled environment, and I like the whole creative process. But once you're in a studio and you start building, and it's like building a house.
Yeah.
You know, and I like being around it all. Even after the drums are done, I like listening, okay, let's change the guitar tone. Let's change the effects on the lyrics style. On the vocal. Like, let's change the bass tone. I love all the sort of like engineering and the sound aspects of making this whole sound entity. As opposed to just saying, I do my drum tracks and I skip town.
Yeah.
I just like the whole thing being around it, because once you do it, it's done. That's it. It's like a painting. It's like you sign your name on the bottom.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. You got to leave it.
It goes in the museum or it goes into the dollar store.
Yes.
You know, or the pound store.
Yeah,
it's going to one of those two places.
It is,
you know?
Isn't it? Either way, it's all good fun, isn't it?
Yes.
So obviously performing tonight, and then what's next for Black Star Riders then?
Touring the States. Mm-hmm. April, then we have a couple weeks off. We're coming back the middle of May. We're starting festivals. I think we start in Prague. I want to say the May 22nd or 23rd. I'm not sure. And then, you know, some more festivals. We've got in Germany. We're going to Morocco. Then we've got Download at Donington. We've got some other things. The schedule's still being filled in.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things still being built, because obviously with the new record doing well, we're getting there's a lot coming in that we have to sort of like juggle and make a logical, like a routing sense out of.
Sure.
You know, so, and then I think after that we're going to probably do the States again in August, and then we have Japan, we have South America, and then we're coming back here to the UK the end of November with a sort of a package deal.
Yeah, and some time off in between, maybe.
Somewhere in there, I think that. And then, you know, honestly, there won't be any time off, because we were just having a meeting earlier. We're going to try to, we're going to go into the studio again real soon.
Oh,
I mean, we're not going to put
relentless
out...
Relentless here.
Yeah, because we kind of have this sort of creative thing going right now. We're aware of it, our producer's aware of it, and he'd like to get us back in the studio pretty quick. So I think we'll probably have a new record either started or done by the end of this year. It doesn't mean we'll push it out.
No.
But it's sort of like we're going to get it done while we're kind of rolling.
Yeah,
and we'll put it in the can, let it sit there until we need it. Because I can't see us releasing a record until really the end. I don't know. I mean, maybe for another 2 years.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it earlier than later.
Yeah. So. Less pressure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because,
because
I don't know, maybe we'll do a thing where we stay an album ahead. You know? Because it's like, so many times you go, I mean, I'm in different situations where you go into the studio and you really don't have a lot of good ideas, which sucks. And in this particular case, we have a lot of good ideas. So, lady, let's just kind of get them all in jars.
Yes.
You know,
get them in there.
And then we can put them on the table. We put them on the table at a later date, but at least let's get them jarred on the show. You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's sort of the mentality. Let's get the stuff started sooner than later.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to seeing you later. Thank you very much for talking to me, Jimmy. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for coming down. I appreciate you taking the time.
No, it's been really lovely. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to Cattails. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.